Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But, you know, he actually has a more easier to find focus on how to improve his club here in the next 24 hours than some of the clubs that actually have a substantially better record than he does.
Dan O'Dowd here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Dan, I'm looking at the pitchers that could be available. Guys like Trevor Bauer, Noah Syndergaard, of course, Madison Bumgarner, Zach Greinke. I know the price is going to be costly for pitchers like that. But would Farhan, without spending too much, be able to get pitchers like a Matthew Boyd?
I think his it's the Tanner Roark type guys. I don't think he's going to have the ability to play for, you know, top of the rotation impact guys. I think he needs to find either solid contributors or even I break players down to three categories, guys. Your impact guys are your chance all-stars or your perennial all-stars. Your contributors are the guys that show up every single day and are solid everyday major league players. Then your value guys are your margin guys or the guys that, you know, in a given situation could play kind of beyond their ability, but certainly help the club win in a night-in, night-out basis. I think he's probably more in that bucket and maybe the contributor bucket. But I think it would be almost foolish now for him to mortgage any more of the future. I think he needs to let Tyler Beattie continue to pitch. You know, I think he needs to, you know, do everything he can to try to strengthen his rotation, but not at the cost of anything that could hurt him long-term.
Dan, I'm in my mid-40s. I love the game of baseball, but I'm so frustrated if I watch another game, a tie game with the winning run on second and three guys come up and try to hit a home run and not advance the runner over. We got the launch angles, and I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but I want to ask you, when you watch a baseball game now, is it the same? Can you tell the difference? Or are you like me, somewhat disappointed that you don't see the fundamentals anymore?
Well, I love the game of baseball, but no, I am as disappointed as you are. You know, I mean, the game of baseball is made up by so many great athletes, but when the ball is not put in play on a consistent basis, you don't see their athleticism, and you don't see the joy of the triple or the first to third. The guy can go first to third and glide, you know, or the outfielder that can make an incredible play. I mean, you just don't see that athleticism at play. And I'm a big believer that when you follow the money trail, you'll get the performance that comes in any sport. And so until we create an economic system that penalizes strikeouts and doesn't compensate so much for the impact of home runs and start putting the ball in play for quality hitters on a more consistent basis, we're probably going to see the same brand of baseball. If the economic system should change, I think we'll see a different approach to the game of baseball.
Dan, you mentioned some of the changeover that Farhan's been able to apply to this Giants roster. How much in your mind does he have to factor in maybe the core isn't as far away or a new core is coming for future years? In essence, a couple of months ago, it looked like the Giants were far away. Now, maybe not so much.
That's the hard box he was in. I know the hardest part when I took over the Rockies job, and, you know, I know I made a mistake, is that it takes a while to learn your system. So, you know, it's hard in your first year, and he got started, like, really late in that job, too, to really understand the assets that you have within your organization and know where they're going to play, know where they're going to get to the big league level, and project what kind of players are going to be at the big league level. So I don't even think now he probably, I would think, has a great understanding of that. And the Giants, quite frankly, you know, didn't draft that exceptionally well over the last half a dozen years, and he's taking the effect of that. Obviously, if they had, he probably wouldn't have this job. That's how you get these kind of jobs. And so he's got a lot of work to do, and he's got an aging roster, and that's the box he's going to be in. But the advantage that he does have, like with Bumgarner, the one thing that no one's talked about, the Giants have the same wherewithal to sign Bumgarner to an extension as any club in the game does. I mean, they have payroll flexibility, and they have an incredible fan base, and they have an economic power engine out there that puts them from a revenue standpoint where even spending 50% of the revenue on a major league payroll, 50 to 55%, would put them in the top 10 in the game in payroll spending. So they've got room to grow that payroll and keeping a Madison Bumgarner. So these are all the difficult decisions Farhan's going to have to make as he matriculates through this year and as he gets into this offseason. But they don't have to do it only through scouting and development. You know, they have the ability to access talent because their economic power outside the organization through free agency. Now, he's got to be careful he doesn't give away draft picks in the process of doing that, or you're just constantly caught in the trap of never having any homegrown kids coming up through your system.
Dan, we get you out of here with this, and we do thank you for the time today. I know you got a busy day tomorrow with the trade deadline coming up, but talking about the Oakland A's real quick, Billy Bean, they need a starter or two. They look like they need some bullpen arms. How active do you think the Oakland A's will be at the trade deadline?
Heck, you know, Beaner's one of my best friends in the game, maybe even the best friend. And the thing that I've always respected about Billy, and David for that matter the most, is that in a game where every GM, I think this could be a deadline and what I might claim to be risk adverse, those guys, they've got big ones, man. They're not afraid to make a decision. They're not afraid to trade prospects. They understand farm system rankings are only important as if it can help you win at the major league level. And so they'll trade good players. They don't try to win deals. They're very, very fair to deal with, and they will make decisions in a game that has a ton of people that do not have the courage to do that. And so if there's a deal to be made out there, Beaner and David, they will step up and they will make that deal.
MLB Network is airing extensive trade deadline coverage tomorrow, and Dan will be part of MLB Network's 13 straight hours of coverage beginning tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Dan O'Dowd here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dow Pat Guest Line. Dan, good stuff as always. We got to talk to you soon.
Yeah,
have a good day tomorrow. Enjoy the deadline.
Thanks so much, and thanks for the great questions, too. I really appreciate that.
We appreciate you, Dan. Thank you so much for the time. Dan O'Dowd here on 95.7 The Game. We'll react to that coming up with John Dickinson, Daryl DeGuru Johnson, and Bonte Hill. But first, we have to go to Anna. What's up, Anna?
What's going on? What's up, Bonte? All right, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Dialpad. T-minus one day to the MLB trade deadline. Now we're hearing a report from Yahoo Sports that the Giants and Astros are engaged on a Madison Bumgarner trade. The amount of traction is unclear. So the question is, will Mad Bum be in the orange and black tomorrow at 1 p.m.? Bonte, Guru, and JD will discuss and talk to former Giant pitcher Kirk Reeder at 1 p.m. And keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for any trade deadline news. NFL training camp continues for Niners activated Jimmy Ward from the PUP list. What's the latest with Jerick McKinnon? Will we see him take a snap in the regular season? The guys will chat with former NFL lineman and Sirius XM NFL host Jeff Schwartz at noon. And you do not want to miss the Gym Chronicles today at 1:40. If you haven't seen Bonte and Guru working out and sweating on social media, don't worry. We'll play the best sound from their posts, and there's some issues that need to be addressed. So don't miss the debut today at 1:40. But this update is sponsored by Dialpad. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud. Put a business line on your cell phone and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. I'm Anna Kagadagis on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I love our board ops because they're so young. And they're playing songs from back in our days when I was in, well, JD and I were in high school. Gurus hitting the clubs up in the
youth. Yeah, you know, what the low?
Joe Spadoni, let me get that out. And Nash, they were in diapers when the song came out. Big Pippin by Jay-Z.
Ooh, this is a classic.
I don't think his mom ever let him listen to this until he was like, what, 16, 17?
I used to go to the library at school and listen to Too Short. We'd had a headphones, it'd be all
cassette
gathered
tape.
Around.
Cassette tape.
These
little punk kids these days, I love the kids, but these little punk kids, they don't know anything about cassette tapes, VCRs, box scores, like real legit box scores.
Like
these kids, they just go on the internet, Google everything. They don't know anything. They don't know anything about the struggle. The struggle.
Wow.
What about Nintendo games when you had to blow the cartridge? Your Nintendo was on life support. I mean, they don't know anything about this stuff. They're spoiled, JD. They got iPads, iPhones, iWatches, AirPods. They don't have to rewind tapes, CD players in the car. Remember the CD cassette, the disc? Oh, my Lord.
You know what I think? I constantly think, man, I could have made a little more hay in the high school college days if it was like it is now.
Oh, man.
I actually, all it takes is a text.
I see where you're going.
No, I mean, been more productive in school. Yeah.
Of course.
I'm not thinking that. I'm not thinking being more productive in school. I'm thinking other things.
No, look at you. I'm feeling some type of way. The text line, lay off. I said to our guy, I was in my mid-40s, and they act like they got my birth certificate. Dude, when you're in entertainment like we are, you subtract a little. I'm 32 at heart. If I'm still hooping, don't get mad.
Said mid-40s. What are you, knocking on 50?
I'm going to leave it alone, but we're sticklers for accuracy, at least when I'm
in.
No,
when you're in entertainment business, you subtract. Like, I'm all... Like, if I was losing my hair because I love my hair at my age, I'd get a rug. You know, I'm one of those dudes. Sign me up. You know?
I'm going to Carlos Boozer on me?
I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, he had ink, but I'd get the rug if it looked good.
Going LeBron on me with the Chia Pet lining. Yeah. I mean, his hair looks like the Chia Pet.
He
has
all the money in the world, but he can't buy what he wants most. It keeps him up in the. I'll trade you, Bron.
I mean, that hair, dude, it's really like a treasure troll or something where it just grows in. And it's like, what is going on up there?
Dude, he's got enough money to start his own country, man. That's crazy. Man.
Yeah. And no lining.
I'm jealous.
Would you want to be rich with no lining, Guru?
Oh no, I'd be broke and I don't do it now.
That's sad, JD. JD's got the ball look going.
Yeah, he got the beer and the beer gang. Yeah.
I'll just take the money.
Look at you.
Beer game has
you
changed JD's
too.
Life.
It
JD
has.
JD has had a new swag.
Him and Ray Ratto, the beard has not worked better for two individuals that I know.
Hasn't worked for Coles?
Yeah, he scares me. Is he still got it?
He's still got it.
And the mustache, Coles, you got to come clean, shave Coles.
But I mean, JD, when he started growing a beard and he walked into Oracle, he's had a little pep in his step. He had a little bounce.
It's swag.
Next to bounce.
It's swag.
I said, damn, who is this guy? Boots on the ground,
and he had
baby.
The jacket. Yeah, I know he does.
He had the blazer on. He was looking tough.
A lot more of the opposite sex around him, too. I just noticed.
They just started flopping. Yeah. They saw the beard. I'm like, he got a little salt JD. Pepper in that thing. They said, oh, JD, let me rub that thing.
Yeah.
Wow. 888-957-9570. Let's get focused here, fellas. I don't know what the hell that was, but let's go to OC in Berkeley. Hopefully, OC, you can get us back on track here at 95.7 The Game. What's happening, OC?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Look, and I agree with your last guest, Dan, that, you know, the Giants farm system sucks right now, and they need to do something to bolster it, and the only way they're going to get anything out of it is to get rid of Matt Bum now. Everybody keeps saying the Giants are on the cusp, they're on the cusp, they're on the cusp of what? Of a one-game playoff to get bounced out of the playoffs. That's it. They're not going to go any further than that, and they need to shore up. They need to play for the future now. And so getting rid of Mad Bum, I think, is the way to do it.
OC, you have an almanac, like in Back in the Future 2, where you know the future?
I don't know the future.
Because I'm ready to lay some money on that. If you know the future, and you know the Giants are only going to last one game in the playoffs, if they get there, then let's make some money.
No, now telling you they're not making the playoffs.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
I mean, I don't even think they're going to catch that wild card. They've got lightning in a bottle right now. But they are not a playoff team. There's nothing proving that they are what we've seen over the past few series.
Thank you for the call, OC.
And I think it's a 50-game stretch, not just few series. 32-18, if I'm correct.
Logically speaking, there's plenty of reason to believe that the Giants can't sustain the level of play they've been on. And if they can't sustain it, they're either going to linger at 500 or they're going to dip back below, and they're going to wind up not being in the race here at some point in August. I mean, that's just reality. That's not being a hater. And look, they've fulfilled my requirement,
right?
Be 500, be within 3.5. So I'm fine if they want a small ad, not give up anything. I'm good with it. And there are some extenuating circumstances with Bochy in his last year and Bumgarner.
Being
a free agent.
I
get that you have to account for all of that. But if you just by the numbers, point blank, say, JD, you think this team's making it or not? I'd say no.
Okay. And as happy and optimistic as I've been, The first half was nightmare on Giant Street. This baseball season for the Giants was a haunted house. And all of a sudden now you're telling me you're in it? That's all I ask. They surpassed my expectation. Bonte, get me to the last week, 2 weeks of September, and you're still there. I was that guy. You're saying there's a chance? All good. And you guys almost jumped me, and I'm going to tell people in the green room, when I said, forget the playoffs. Farhan may already have next year's starting outfield intact. And you guys were like, you guys came at me, felt some type of way, but that's already to me an added
boost. What are you talking about?
With Dickerson and Yaz, like
I didn't say anything about that.
Well, I felt some heat coming from when my JD was like,
"Let it come off the top rope for you."
Or blowback.
I just wouldn't be surprised if both of those guys next year were DFA'd by Memorial Day.
Whoa,
wouldn't stun me at all.
That's strong.
Because
what they're doing.
Because again, what teams do when you got to find next year's.
And you don't think those two
a lot of times those guys
got the benefit of the doubt to be on this team next year?
Right now, they do.
What if they slump in August?
You got me there.
And then we say, well, wow.
You got me there.
No wonder Yaz didn't come up with the Baltimore Orioles.
But what if they continue to ball out?
Then they got a shot.
If they ball out, if they continue to ball out, they'll be on the team at the start of the year. If they don't ball out the first 2 months of next year, they won't be on the team.
Right here, 650 Bonte. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
I've been in many bars and that came on.
That don't even get me started on that song.
It's back classic. Back at Oracle.
It's
back.
You don't like it?
Oh, it's terrible.
I don't care what race color you are. That song, you got to give props.
No, there's no
can't
props
do it.
In that song. Can't do it at all. Dude. We put up a poll last week about that song.
And what happened?
74% said I was smoking dope.
That's all, dude. You did rehab.
When that song came on at the bar, I'd wait outside for the stragglers to come out the bar or the clubs.
Who did it,
I would walk out. This song
stinks. What happened in your childhood?
This song stinks.
The world loves that.
Don't stop believing.
Are
they playing that
region?
At Oracle?
It's back.
I
gotta go.
I
might have to go to the next homestand.
It was a staple.
Give me earplugs.
It was a staple from
the
second to last game of the year in 2010 in the regular season was the first time that I remember them breaking it out in that Padres series. They actually lost the game. But it was the day before.
That's it.
The day before they won game 162 to take the division over the Padres. And it essentially had been the song in the bottom of the eighth up until the middle of maybe 2017 when it got so bad that they were playing it every night because they were behind every night.
It drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
But it's making a comeback.
No, I'm all in.
I hate it.
You
that
are
song.
Not Dick Clark, man.
No,
you
man,
just
I
your
hated
taste
that
in
song.
Music is bad.
Oh, it's great. I love Jay-Z. I love Biggie. I like Drake.
Phil Collins. You don't have give me something else to go with that.
Yeah, I like Sinatra. I play one Sinatra. I play some Bob Marley. I go with the R&B and the oldies, the Temptations, some Otis Redding.
Well, Snoop is the new Bob Marley. But go ahead.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. 669 on the Chilton Autobody text line. What happened in your childhood, Bonte?
Yeah,
a lot of heartbreak. A lot of heartbreak happened. Swung and miss on a lot of females. Giants didn't win anything.
So you're bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm happy. I'm working with you guys.
Yeah.
I get to see you guys
but
every day.
But that is a classic.
No, it's not a classic.
The whole bar will just come together.
Yeah, oh, man.
I'll have Tupac and me some Journey.
It's because alcohol is in their system. If alcohol wasn't in their system, they wouldn't be singing. Everybody tries to sing with alcohol in their system. Right. You find me somebody sober who's out there walking down the street talking about, don't stop, believe, get out of here with that.
Now, if the Niners get that wild card, they play that
song on it.
Over at the park, Bonte will be jumping
I'll say
up.
This. If the Giants make the wild card, I will sing the whole rendition on these airwaves.
Right.
On these airwaves, word for word. Now, people may not want to hear it.
I would say you may want to just...
Yeah, don't do that to the American
You may want to just not go there on that.
You're not big on my singing, JD?
Stick to the radio.
People say I don't even do that well. Mark Fine said, who joined David Bruce last week at MLB.com, said he was told by a source it is still doubtful that the Giants trade Bumgarner and are more likely to make an incremental addition or two rather than being sellers.
I'm all in. And the fact that he said the Giants have leeway, JD, our last guest, to bring Bumgarner back and have him retire a Giant. That's how I took it. Paraphrase him. Why wouldn't you? Why? I mean, this team may, is this 50 game stretch a more indication of the Giants got off to a horrible start and they're better than they thought we thought they were? So here I go to next year already. You can have expectations like the Giants can compete. And at the same time, they're rebuilding.
I think the rest of Major League Baseball. The last part of what you're saying, I'm fine with. The first part about them being better at the beginning of the year, no, they stunk at the beginning of the year, and they have different players. Like, they have different players on the team now that are carriers. This isn't Connor Joe and whoever the other guy was, Michael Reed and Solarte. Those guys stunk and got replaced. Like, that's why this team is better.
Yep.
It's revisionist history to say that they had guys that weren't playing well that started playing better.
And Farhan gets some of that credit for bringing in the Dickerson.
He gets all the credit.
Yeah, right. Wow.
On the Tilton Autobody text line, where did that text go? From 650, and Don't Stop Believing was big in 2010 because Steve Perry is a huge Giants fan and was at every game. I remember Steve Perry being at the White Sox parade singing that song. He was parading around like he was the biggest White Sox fan in the Bay. Steve Perry.
It's not about him, though. It's about you not liking the song.
He also told the Dodgers to stop playing it. Because the Dodgers The Dodgers were playing it before the Giants were playing it.
Oh, man.
And the
sweet perfume.
Look at old girl Robin from the 415. I'm coming down your road, Bonte. I agree with you. That song sucks. Good morning, Robin.
Now, I bet if we checked the cell phone number, that might have came from yours.
408. Hate that song. Was bad back then and even worse now. Makes me gag.
Yeah.
The song is terrible. Even with three shots of Jameson, that song is terrible. Let's go to Chris in Woodside. He has music takes for me and Giants takes. What's up, Chris? What you got for me here on 95.7 The Game? I know you agree with me, right? Don't Stop Believing. Overrated. Come on. Come on, Chris.
No, I don't. No, you're wrong. Journey was one of the biggest bands back in the 80s. I don't know. You know, I'm not a rap fan. I don't like rap at all. But look at rap isn't music. It's just a bunch of guys talking quickly.
Oh, come on, Chris. You got different styles.
Listen, I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers, Al Green, Commodores, Pablo Cruz, Boss Gags, that was music. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I listened to all types of music. That was music. Today's music sucks. Bottom line.
All right, what you got for me on the Giants?
You don't agree with me, do you?
No, I agree that today's rap is a little like the Migos. It's terrible. You're on to something.
They mumble.
I missed the rap of the 90s, Chris. Yeah. I missed the rap of the early 2000s.
And the subject matter is whack.
Blah, 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 blah. They don't talk about anything, Chris. Yeah. I'm with you there. Today's music stinks.
And they're cussing all the time.
All the time.
They don't need to listen to that. They don't need to listen to it, man. I'm telling you, I'm 57 years old. I've been around the Candlestick days. I've been around forever. And music back then was special. It brought people together. Now we got people shooting everyone.
All right, well, let me get to your Giants take, Chris. Give me your Giants take.
Okay. Giants, I think they're going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're talented enough to win the first round. The teams above them there's too much talent on the teams above them. If they do win the first round, great. I'm all for it. But I just don't think they have enough talent on the team right now.
Thanks for the phone call, Chris.
I actually like the Giants more once they get in the playoffs than I do surviving the long haul.
You going 10, 12, and 14 on me? This is what they do.
The bullpen is good. Bumgarner's dealing. What if Cueto comes back? What if Cueto comes back all of a sudden? He's dealing. If they get into the show and you got championship DNA, guys like Posey. Posey all of a sudden gets to the playoffs like, I remember this feeling. Look at the bunny
all
around
the stadium.
Well, we
need that tonight in Philly.
What if Brady Carford's like, oh, this is like the wild card game against the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2014. I'm hitting grannies all over the place. I had to bring that up. Sorry, Guru. Yeah. I had to bring it down a little bit here. But seriously, JD's right. If they get in the playoffs, if they don't trade any of these parts in the bullpen, they got a shot, man.
Yeah, we need to see that for them to qualify, JD, from the people he just mentioned, the players, before the wild card. They don't have that. They don't have that. oh, the youngsters can take us and then we'll wake up wild card day. No, they need to tap in now. The guys that you know, the old folks, Posey, Crawford, and Bell.
You keep waiting for something that I don't think is going
to
happen.
I hope it starts tonight in Philly. And to the caller, rap is talking fast.
But there's good rap. Some rappers talk slow, like Dom Kennedy, you know, there's some guys who go fast, slow. It's all, you got all different styles. But rap today, I don't know what these kids are doing. It ain't all the clothes that they're the fashion, JD, the skinny jeans and everything.
Well, the NBA guys are doing that, too. They don't know how to dress.
Bonte, you had the Mark Feinsand tweet about it being doubtful the Giants trade Bumgarner. He added to that, keep in mind, doubtful doesn't mean 100%. If the Giants are blown away by an offer, it's still possible Bumgarner moves.
I just had up the Astros farm system here. Their top five prospects. Forrest Whitley, right-handed pitcher. Kyle Tucker. Yordan Alvarez, who's now up, and he is balling. Josh James, Corbin Martin. Not sure who the other guys is, but I know who Alvarez is.
And would you give up Alvarez for a two-month rental of Mad Bum? Or no, Mad Bum would sign. If he's got, JD mentioned it, they're on the list. So it could be a go. But I would think Mad Bum would retire an Astro. They wouldn't get him and then not sign him long-term.
Yeah. Alvarez looked like a damn Hall of Famer right now. That dude is, that lefty swing, man, he is hitting them every single night. He's a must-see.
You going to McCovey Cove?
Dude,
who's the Cub that hit the ball to Hayward?
Yeah, who was?
That is the farthest ball.
The guy playing in Italy.
Yeah, he was playing in Italy. He hit it 454
feet. What did he have for breakfast that morning? I was on vacation. I know that ball. Went past the boats and rafts.
Yeah, JD's going to get that name up in a second here. Let's go to 211 Steel Reserve in Fremont.
211.
Talk to me, man. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Robel Garcia.
Oh.
What's up, fellas? I got a bone to pick with you, Bonte, but real quick.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I go from Teddy Pendergrass to Andre Nicotina to Brother Lynch Hung to the Tempri to the Temptations. To Johnny Cash, and for you to say that Don't Stop Believing is a horrible song, come on, bro. What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. You really, that song is so corny. Don't stop believing.
Come on, people.
Yeah, come on. Seriously, 211. I thought you off the 211. I can't believe you like something that soft. That's not.
It's a little corny, but it's still good. Now, check this out. I called a while back last week, I believe, and I said I don't want to see the Giants. And you said I ain't never heard of a Dodger fan be scared of the Giants. Ain't nobody scared, bro. But let me tell you that last caller, hey, the Giants get in there, they get past the first round, and they face the Dodgers somewhere in there, they can wreck things for us. I don't know what he's talking about. That's what they've been doing. They've been getting in. They snuck in those championships and a couple of them and wrecked everything for everybody and got, two trophies? Come on, man. He's tripping. The Giants get in, and they're dangerous, and that's from a diehard Dodgers fan.
Thanks for the call, 211.
Keeping it real.
Kept it 100. Who'd you say the Cub was again, JD? Robel Garcia?
Robel Garcia.
Dude, I can still vividly in my mind see where that ball splashed. I said, whoa.
It's at 454 feet. I was Bob's territory.
The tape is done.
Bob's territory,
I was further than Barry.
Damn,
JD, you were at the game. Were you shocked? Well, you couldn't see. I'm sure you saw on the TV where it landed, but that was out there.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It was one of the longest home runs I've seen.
Who was pitching that game? Was it Beedy?
I'm sorry.
No, was it Sean Anderson?
No, it was before Beedy.
Sean Anderson.
I got it here.
Could have been Bum.
Give me 5 seconds.
Let's get Jonathan here at SF on the line here. Jonathan in San Francisco wants to talk about the Giants and the playoffs. What's up, Jonathan? You're on 95.7 again.
Yeah, it was Anderson.
Hey, you know what, man? This Giant team, if you look at it in the past, 10, 12, 14, right? Just look at that run. When were they a favorite in any of those runs? The answer is none. They're not the favorite. They're no favorite. They weren't supposed to do anything, but they did it anyway. And if you look at from 10 to 12, from 12 to 14, it just became more unlikely that they were going to win anything, but they did it anyway. So, that said, if this Giants team makes it in, they're going to be dangerous, man. They're going to send chills to everybody's spine.
Ooh.
Wow.
You just sent chills down my spine with the way you said that, Jonathan. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the phone call. Starts tonight.
Petey.
By the way, people are saying my bay card is revoked.
Yeah. I didn't want to read it to you, but you saw it. Dude, you're dissing legends. You want Mad Bum?
No, I said Mac Dre's a good rapper. I just said he wasn't the GOAT in the bay. Like, I didn't diss Mac Dre. Just said, I'm not going to put him above E-40. When you see E-40's catalog, come on, man. Journey?
Dude, that's where you heard. Don't stop
believing. Is this a hit in Walnut Creek, JD, when you're out there in Walnut Creek?
Yeah. It'll close down a few spots.
Wow.
I've been to Chico State in my day.
Wonder how many people have made babies with that song.
I'd imagine a few.
Especially in 10, 12, and 14. Don't stop believing. Man, that song is bad. Yeah. From the 510 Chilled Auto Body text line, Dodgers would annihilate the Giants. Everyone is high. Everyone's high.
This is the Dodgers have been. They've choked twice in the World Series on the biggest stage, so it's pressure on them to get her done.
By the way, we're coming up on some birthdays of some of those babies, by the way.
Wow.
Your birthday's right around now.
Just look at my guy.
Calendar math.
Calendar math.
I love
that's
it.
Our calendar math lesson of the day.
32 for me.
You were born right around end of July, early August.
I'll be turning 26.
There you go.
Here we go.
Don't it feel good?
Feel great, oh, yeah. Baby. Feels great. It feels great to be with you guys.
Age is only a number.
Feels great to be out there in the Bay Area. Continue to roll on the phone calls. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We're going to talk to Jeff Schwartz, former offensive lineman in the NFL. Training camp going down. Niners, day number two in shoulder pads. They're hitting down there in Santa Clara. We'll get a report from Santa Clara. Talk about the 49ers coming up. John Dickinson, Daryl Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I like this. Phil Collins, right? I could get down with this. People say my catalog isn't diverse. But if you look at my Shazam, you look at my iTunes, I got some stuff in here. I got some stuff. Cover all genres. All of them.
Seems like the people in JD and I have hit a nerve. Work it out, brother.
You're hitting a nerve.
Yeah.
I'm confident when I'm saying Don't Stop Believing. It's terrible. It's a bad song. I'm confident in saying that. And when people start listening to it more and more, they're going to think, like, oh, yeah, I remember that kid, Bonte Hill from 95.7. This song does kind of stink. Yeah, I'm going to walk out.
Good luck with that, bruh.
This is good. Easy Lover, baby. John Dickinson.
Phil was a man.
1984.
Woo.
What? Okay, real quick. Name the group Phil was in before he went solo.
Genesis.
I should have.
Come on.
Rain Man.
I
should
have asked you. I was going to say Genesis.
Genesis. How many brothers would have botched that?
Yeah, I probably would have botched that. Yeah, I was looking for something else. There we go. There we go, JD.
Oh, there you go.
Give me the Don't Stop Believing one more time.
No.
Give me that one more time. Yeah.
No! 405 in Philly.
405 in Philly. Giants and Phillies. We'll get back to that a little bit later. Tyler Beede against Drew Smyly, a lefty on the mound for the Phillies. Woo, I'm excited for this one. 405 first pitch, Citizens Bank Park. Giants with the off day. They're going to be fresh. It's a big game. It's a big series,
and
man.
And both teams in the hunt. Philly's in there now. No studs on the mound, so the Giants, Smyly can be had, just like Beede, but the Giants, to their credit, I feel like Mad Bum is setting the tone for the pitchers. The same with the hitters. They're all JD trying to set the tone and just go with the flow, and Helen Keller can see right now that the Giants are just hot.
And you'll get an opportunity with the left-hander starting for the Phillies. The Giants will go with a more right-handed heavy lineup today. Right. And then Velasquez tomorrow, a righty. They'll have a more left-handed hitting lineup tomorrow. Yep. So basically between the 2 days, you're going to see everybody among their active position players probably in the lineup.
JD, I know you're all over it. So when that lineup does get released, let us know what the lineup is looking like today in Philadelphia. But Jeff Schwartz is going to join us at 12 o'clock, a former NFL offensive lineman, host on Sirius XM Radio NFL. He'll talk about the Niners' offensive line a little bit and how they can protect Jimmy Garoppolo this season as they are in day two with pads, fourth training camp practice down in Santa Clara. They'll have an off day tomorrow, freshen up a bit, then they'll hit the field again Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It did its own, baby. Cowboys, Niners, a couple Saturdays from now. Weston Richburg, fellas, and I know we don't want to dive deep
into the offensive line. But it's concerning that Weston Richburg, who signed a big-time contract with the Niners last season, we heard the press conference. We aired it here live on 95.7 The Game Friday. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said, the hope is that he'll be ready for week one. That is concerning, because who is the backup center on the 49ers right now? You look at their depth chart, we know Lincoln Tomlinson is a left guard. We know Joe Staley's the left tackle.
Mike Person, right?
Mike Person's the right guard. Will he start at center? Right now on the depth chart, you see Wesley Johnson, number 61, as the backup center. They just signed Dylan Day last Friday.
You got a quarterback coming off a horrendous injury with a brace as big as the state of Texas, and now your center may be out. And Joshua Garnett, dislocated fingers. Man.
Joshua Garnett. We don't talk about
him. I'm surprised he's still here.
We don't talk about him. Another former first-round pick,
man,
with the 49ers, who has basically spent a lot of time on the injured list. He hasn't been healthy. So Weston Richburg right now is out. How do you protect Jimmy Garoppolo and give him time to throw to some of these new wide receivers like a Deebo Samuel and Jalen Hurd? You still have Marquise Goodwin. We saw him doing one-on-ones against Richard Sherman yesterday. But the offensive line, you know, they don't get a lot of headlines. It's not the sexy thing to talk about, but it may be the most important position group in all of football.
See, I think it's changed now. I think, you know, offensive lines that are dominant get talked about, you know. Just look around the NFL, the Eagles, the Cowboys, you know, teams that have the O-line that can just, you know, bully you, they get talked about. And the Niners haven't had that in a while. You know, they had it when Frank Gore was around and doing his thing, but J.D., if you go into week one with Garoppolo under center, which we know he will be, and you got issues or injuries, I mean, I just think all hell can break loose. And I'm not trying to be – I'm Mr. Positive, but that would be a bad omen for the 2019 Niners if your O-line is not right.
They're going to have to be. And look, I think they're very comfortable at the tackle spots. I think interior – leaves a little to be desired. Some question marks maybe coming into the year, and then not having a starting center is obviously a huge deal. Although it's probably better that you will have the preseason to sort through who the guy's going to be if Richburg isn't able to go.
Yeah, that's a big one for me, because Richburg struggled last season in the zone scheme. And I know JD, he went off on this yesterday. It was pretty funny, but training camp practices. You know, when you hear reports that, oh, we had a tough time running the ball today in practice. Well, you should. Defensive line know what's coming. You know the personnel here. Offensive line not getting a good push. But when you have Jimmy Garoppolo back, coming off that ACL injury and this big knee brace. Did you see the big knee brace, Guru?
Yeah, you told me about it and I went and saw it. I told you, as big as the state of Texas. He threw it. Hey, didn't stop him on that pass. He hit
first pass.
Who was that
Richie
he threw
James
to?
Jr.
Yeah.
Richie James Jr., 60
who'd
yards.
Who did he burn?
I don't know who he burned.
You asked that question.
Who did he burn?
You guys were breaking down the film earlier. Yeah, I was like, you know what?
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm going to listen to some Journey.
Well, no. You know what JD was doing? He was listening to Journey, and he was noticing, he was reading a report about Jimmy Ward being cleared. He's off the pup list.
There we go.
And so JD was listening to Journey and breaking down Jimmy Ward and how he's going to be an all-pro safety in 2019.
Yeah, Jimmy Ward off the pup because the coaches, for him to be on the practice field, he's going to be eased in. For him to be on the practice field, he's got to get activated off the pup. So he's not going to be a full participant just yet. And I think there's a belief that Jerick McKinnon at some point is going to come off the pup for a similar reason, a little bit earlier than he's going to actually ramp up the actual activity, because the coaches want to have him out there able to learn. I think it's especially important for Jimmy Ward if he's going to be the starting free safety to get out there and
but don't go Olivia Newton-John, because – You NFL Network training camp. We heard the report today that our guy Tyreek Hill might have injured himself. He was carted off. It got to that point. I'm in my car like, that's karma. And dude, these injuries happen in training camp, like non-contact at times. So don't get physical. I'm talking to Ward. Just take your time. And I don't want to say relax.
He'll take his time.
You know what I mean? Just don't go all out, man, because these injuries happen in training camp.
Big injury right now in Seattle. LJ Collier, their first-round draft pick, defensive end, was carted off the field. They were looking at his right leg after he was able to hobble off the field.
But
and how many times outside of today with Hill, Bonte, do we hear that carted off and it comes, oh, it was just nothing, he's back.
AJ it's Green. Always,
that guy gets hurt in the grocery store, renting a movie. Yeah, he'll have week one.
John Gruden, real quick, I hope you guys want to laugh.
Chucky?
You guys want to laugh real quick? John Gruden on backup quarterback battle. This Nate Peterman kid is growing on me.
He was already in love with them.
You made a Kawhi laugh on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, where's my Kawhi laugh? There you go.
There you go.
Nate wow. Peterman is growing on me.
I see you, Gruden.
I just.
I see you, Chucky.
Are you saying something to Carr, though? Are you saying something to Carr?
No, he's talking about the backup
Carr. I know, but is he saying, hey, the sky's the limit, Carr? This guy, man, I could fall in love with him.
How's Nate Peterman on an NFL roster? Like you look at all the – like, we were looking at Tampa Bay earlier, right? We're doing a little deep dive into Tampa Bay, looking at their depth chart, getting ready for week
Where was I?
You were in the lab with us. Blake
I'm
Gabbert
on the phone.
Blake Gabbert is the backup to Jameis Winston.
Don't stop believing.
Are we just going to believe in Blake Gabbert and believe in Nate Peterman? Is that what we're doing?
Well, obviously, an NFL head coach that is about to have his team on hard knocks believes that Peterman can get her done.
On the Chilton Auto Body text line from a 650, Richie James Jr. burnt Adrian Colbert.
Now it's. Hey, nothing to see here, right? Talk to me week one, JD. Talk to me in the, week three
Colbert.
Is the preseason game where the starters play the half.
Colbert in a free safety for Jimmy Ward.
Wow.
Apparently, Tavarius Moore started at free safety today. He took some reps with the first team. I just, Guru, JD, again, these safeties don't play up to par. I'm going to.
You're coming in Lynch,
and I'm going to say, I hope we get John Lynch on the airwaves, somebody, and just ask him a question. Why didn't you go after Earl Thomas, or did you go after Earl Thomas? Did you pick up the phone to say, hey, Earl, would you like to be a 49er? Would you like to stick it to Seattle like Richard Sherman is?
And I walked to my car after yesterday's show, and I want to commend the both of you, but you guys really instilled in me how possibly this – a weaker position this is safety for the Niners and the guys that were out there, even the Honey Badger. I mean, he would be Ronnie Lott back there compared to what they have now. And JD, there's nothing more demoralizing. And we've seen it last year at times when you get beat over the top and your safety is nowhere around. Demoralizing.
All eyes are going to be on Jimmy Ward.
You know what else I thought of too? Look, Solomon Thomas looks like he's in great shape.
Agreed.
JD saw him on Sunday. Agreed. I saw him on Saturday. He looks like a different dude. This is a big year for him because, again, in the back of my mind, when I think about that draft in 2017, I think about Jamal Adams. Mm. And I'm thinking, damn, you had a 10-year All-Pro right there. You had a free safety for the next 10 years.
All right.
That's what else I'm going to think about, JD. Solomon Thomas, even though he looks good, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt from 2018. But there's no excuses anymore when it comes to Solomon Thomas. I'm going to think about Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams, if Solomon Thomas continues to struggle on his defensive line.
Look, there's a lot of players on the 49ers roster that are in that category of if they don't perform, it's going to come back to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Probably should say Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch because, technically, Kyle Shanahan is the number one. I know. Anytime a pick doesn't work out, a lot of times it just instantaneously shifts to John Lynch, because there's such a love affair with Kyle Shanahan.
But it should be that way, though. No, right? It should technically be. It's always been that way.
Should be both.
Man, Nate Peterman, according to 408 on the Chilton Auto Body text
line. I like it.
I was at training camp on Saturday.
Wow.
Peterman looked horrible. The only accurate pass was on a dump down to the running back. Chucky gave the run it again a few times. Maybe he's just gassing up his players.
That could totally be all fictitious, but
just win, baby.
I don't know why I believe it. And dude threw five picks in one half.
Oh, I remember.
And they were in the playoff hunt.
I heard they benched Tyrod Taylor.
Man, that
was disrespectful.
Yes, it was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.